Sid Valley Radio. Around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, good evening to you. Gavin Stewart here. And another late night show. It's just turned 11 o'clock on the 23rd of July. We start off musical birthdays. Madeline Bell this evening. And she was singing with Blue Mink way back in the 70s. So, here they are. Stay with me. And that was, as I say, for Madeline Bell, celebrating her birthday today. And, of course, they had hits with Bannerman, Good Morning, Good Morning Freedom? Anyway, whatever. And Melting Pot, of course. Our next musical birthday. I should know, because I play their music on Saturday morning. It's the intro to the Saturday morning show. Anyway. Here we go with Tony Joe White. It would have been his birthday today. And here's a song he wrote, quite well received and recorded by quite a few other artists, A Rainy Night in Georgia.
Hovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. A heavy rain a falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's alright. Georgia. I'm raining out of Georgia. Oh, Eve, it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. The distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. A rain and out of Georgia. It's such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. How many times I've wondered, it still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it, think of it, you just got to do your own thing. Yeah. I find me a place in a boxcar, so I take out my guitar to pass some time. Late at night when it's hard to rest, I hold your picture to my chest, and I'm alright. A rainy night in Georgia. Lord, it's such a rainy night in Georgia. It's raining all over.
Did he not write Steamy Windows, recorded by Tina Turner as well? And Poke Salad Annie was one of his hits, and Elvis recorded that as well. So that was Tony Joe and A Rainy Night in Georgia. Next we have Andy Mackay, Roxy Music. Oh yeah.
From a movie show, so in tune. to the sound in my car. There's a band playing on the radio with a rhythm of rhyming guitar. They're playing the hit on the radio. Oh, oh, oh. Goodbye. Now we lead our separate lives. But where am I? Where can I go?
Celebrating the birthday of Andy Mackay from Roxy Music. Oh, wonderful piece of music. Oh, yeah, that was called Our Next Musical Birthday. A gentleman I saw performing in the 80s, I think he's still performing, David Essex, I'm talking about, celebrating his birthday today. Here he is, Silver Dream Machine. David Essex, Silver Dream Machine. I think that was from a film, if I'm not mistaken. I could be totally wrong, and possibly am. Anyway, our next musical birthday, Alison Krauss. Great, well, she's well known as a singer in country music, but also a fiddle player as well. Very experienced. But here she is singing with Robert Plant. Yeah, Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant. And an album they came out with called Raising Sand. And this is the Everly Brothers song, Stick With Me Baby.
Everybody's been talking. They say our love wasn't real, that it would soon be over. That's not the way I feel. But I don't worry, honey. Let them say what they may. Come on and stay.
Krauss, Robert Plant, Stick With Me Baby. And our last musical birthday today, yes, this is the 23rd of July we're talking about, is Fran Healy from Travis. And he's asking, why does it always rain on me? We'll have a look at the weather about 10 minutes to midnight.
Alright.
for the lightning. Oh, where did the blue sky go? Oh, why is it raining so cold? It's so cold. I can't sleep tonight. Everybody's saying everything is all.
Why does it always rain on me? Yes, well, renowned British weather, of course. But would you live anywhere else or would you stay in the UK? Well, I'd prefer it a bit milder in the winter, just a teeny weeny bit milder in the winter. But overall, no, I think living in the UK and putting up with the weather is probably preferable to many other places in the world. Moving on, that was our last musical birthday. Dave Loggins sadly passed away recently anyway, or the week before. He wrote Please Come to Boston. He also wrote this song, which was recorded by Twiggy way back in the 80s. She did a marvellous job, but, she never continued her singing career. Went into TV presenting instead. Here she is, Pieces of April, written by Dave Loggins.
Thank you.
of April from Twiggy, and that's from an album, The Best of Twiggy, which did come out in 1988. However, the original album that was from, which I also have in vinyl, yes, who's heard of vinyl? You speak to a youngster and say, got a 45, what are you on about? What are you talking about? Anyway, enough of that. Anyway, the original album came out in 1978 from Twiggy, and it's brilliant. If you get a copy, give it a whirl, because she had a good singing voice. Anyway, it's time to look at tomorrow's front pages for the 24th of July. There we are, yes, and just downloaded in time because I forgot to download it all. Anyway, we look at tomorrow's front pages and we start with the Daily Mirror. Let's see. A picture of Andy Murray, who's confirmed he's retiring from tennis after the Olympics. Showbiz exclusive on the front page. BBC chief, I'm sorry for Strictly abuse row, but furious pro dancers feel they have been hung out to dry. The Daily Express. BBC chief, very sorry for Strictly bullying scandal. Yes, nothing mentioned about the drop in licence fee holders there. Apparently dropped 500,000 people last year, renewing and doing away with buying a TV licence. The Daily Telegraph, nothing to do with the BBC at all. On the front page of the Telegraph, GPs threat to see fewer patients in pay row. What else have we got? Chancellor urged to target pensions of middle classes. What's he going to do? Solar panels at Windsor in King's Green Plan. That's the front page of the Telegraph. The Daily Mail. Why was jihad preacher freed to spout hate? I suppose there was not enough evidence originally. I don't know, I'm only supposing. That's the Daily Mail front page. Anyway, he's been sentenced, I think, to life imprisonment. He was arrested last year and it's been in court amongst great secrecy, I think. Anyway, moving on, the Times. We've got 3 years to prepare for war, warns Army Chief. Long-term sick should be forced to seek work. And bio Bentleys and green helicopters for Charles. Yes, well, you buy the paper, you read what they're on about. The Guardian. We will win this election, Harris tells Democrats. King's official income to rise by more than 50%. And shocking gap found in black mothers' NHS care. That's the front page of The Guardian. We've done The Times. What else have we got? The iDaily. UK has 3 years to get ready for war, new army chief warns. The Metro acts strictly, no cha-cha chance. BBC chief apologises over unacceptable behaviour but says the show will go on. I did hear another report to say unless there's any more revealing things come forward, then they'll look again. That's another news feed. The Financial Times. HS2 cutback heads litany of national wars in spending watchdogs report. They're saying that there'll be obviously less seats to travel from, is it Birmingham to Manchester or something or other? I read on another headline, not on the newspaper, so I'm not going to repeat it. At least the newspapers, it's there in black and white in front of me. Fans awash with unsellable tickets as the Seine flotilla gathers to open the Olympics. That's on Friday in Paris, and then it's apparently the opening ceremonies on the River Seine, all on boats, obviously, unless people go walk on water, and I don't think they can do that. They can maybe swim if the water's clean enough. Anything else on the front page? Crown Estate blows in £1 billion. I think that's profit on some of the buildings and land that they own. Anyway, that's a look at the front pages. Nothing about the salaries, etc., from the BBC. We won't get involved anything like that because it's very complicated, and we won't discuss it. Moving on, why not? Let's have the Walker Brothers. Love Minus Zero. Well, Love Minus Zero? What happens? Oh, well, I'm not trying to work that one out.
My love, she speaks like silence, with no ideals of violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses, make promises by the hour. My love laughs like the flowers, Valentine's can't buy her. In the dime stores and bus stations, people talk of situations, read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of a future. My love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all.
Brothers, Love Minus Zero. Now we come to Eva Cassidy. What can you say about Eva Cassidy? It's not been said already. Great performer. Here she is singing a live version, this is, of Sting's Fields of Gold. Eva Cassidy.
Who the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while among the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley? And you can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken, but I swear in the days still left we'll walk in fields of gold. In fields of gold.
Cassidy, Fields of Gold. Brilliant, brilliant musician she was. Sad to say, she died before really getting sort of recognised for her songs in the UK. Sad indeed. Moving on, Jerry and the Pacemakers, You'll Never Walk Alone.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid. of the dark, at the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of love. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, for your dreams beat us and blow.
Pacemakers. Yes, that goes way back to the early 60s, would you believe? And then, of course, it was taken on as a football anthem. Let's see. Who have we got now? How about this one? Bryan Adams, recorded live and unplugged, and Cuts Like a Knife. Sorry about the enthusiastic audience, but they're keen for him to sing.
Driving home this evening, I could have sworn we had it all worked out. Somebody new. Well, who is it, baby? Who is he? And tell me what he means to you. I took it all for granted, but how was I to know that you'd be letting go? Now it cuts like a knife. There's times I thought I'd been misunderstood. So wait a minute, darling, can't you see we did the best we could? This wouldn't be the first time things have gone astray. Now you've thrown it all away, and it cuts like a knife. But it feels alright. Cuts like a knife. Yeah, but it feels alright. Na 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 na.
for granted, but how was I to know that you'd be letting go? Now it cuts like a knife, but it feels so right. Yeah, it cuts like a knife, but it feels so right.
Audience out applauding there. Brian Adams recorded live, unplugged, and that was for Andrea. Yes, she asked for the live version specifically. Anyway, time to look at tomorrow's weather. But before we look at tomorrow's weather, whose jingle do we normally play? Yes, Henry and Alex.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
So a quick look at the forecast for tomorrow, the 24th of July, that is, of course, and a high of 21 degrees, a low tomorrow night, 15 degrees. Well, tonight's meant to be 13 degrees and a possible bit of mist overnight as well. So be careful if you're out driving through the night. So tomorrow night, 15 degrees high, sunny intervals. With a gentle breeze tomorrow. Sunrise is at 29 minutes past 5 in the morning, and sunset 9 minutes past 9 tomorrow night. So, looking ahead, Thursday we've got a little touch of rain, Saturday a little touch of rain, but not too bad, generally speaking. So, make the most of the good weather while we have it. Who are we playing next? How about this one? Just the Way You Are from Barry White.
I never take anything for granted. Only a fool maybe takes things for granted. Just because it's here today, it can be gone tomorrow. And that's one thing that you'll never in your life ever have to worry about me. If I'll ever change towards you, because, baby, I love you. Girl, I love you. Just the way you are. Please me, you never let me down before. I don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far, no love. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times. I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. Hey there, you always have my unspoken passion. Although I might not seem to care, I don't want clever conversation. Don't want to work that hard, no love. I just want someone to talk to. I want you just the way you are. I need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I do. What will it take till you believe in me the way I believe in you? Yeah. I said I love you, that's forever. This I promise from my heart. Oh Lord, I could not love you any better. Yeah, I love you just the way you are. I don't want to work that hard, no love. I just want someone to talk to. I want you just the way you are. I want you the way you are.
Barry White, just the way you are. So, thank you all for listening this evening. I'll be back on Thursday night with the Country Bunker. Don't forget, Bob's here tomorrow at 9. We've got Tim Stevens. We've got Anthony with jazz. We've got great shows lined up all day, every day on Sid Valley Radio. Let's play out this evening. Cat Stevens, Lady Dabanville. This is it. Thank you all. If you can't join me for the Country Bunker Thursday, well, whenever you can, I'll be pleased that you're there listening into the shows. Take care, everyone.
My Lady Dabanville.
I'll leave you with Cat Stevens. Bye-bye for now.
Why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. My Lady Dabanville, why does it grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent.